G'day, Lou. How are you, mate?
Oh, we love our cricket. There's plenty happening at the moment and all gearing up for what promises to be a massive clash tonight between England and Australia in the T20 World Cup, although there's a little bit of rain forecast.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's disappointing, isn't it? And the other big news is that Matthew Wade, looks like he might have contracted COVID. Obviously, we knew Adam Zampa did that a few days ago and didn't play that last game over in Perth. But yeah, Matthew Wade is the second to get it. But sounds like he might play against England. So it's quite extraordinary where we've come with COVID, Lee. If you remember back less than 2 years ago, you couldn't even come into the Tasmania without doing a couple of weeks quarantine in a hotel on your own.
Yes.
But now you can play in a Cricket World Cup. It's quite unbelievable how things have changed.
Riley Rizzo, the stylish South African top-order batsman. Geez, it was a quick 100, wasn't it? Seen 56 deliveries yesterday. They absolutely crushed Bangladesh.
Yeah, I love watching Riley go about it. He, as you say, he's a very, very stylish operator. And yeah, 109 off 56 was amazing. And how about Marcus Stoinis the other night too? Probably should give him a shout. That was an incredible innings over in Perth as well. So we're seeing some really good batsmen at the moment in this World Cup. And that's exactly what you want on the big stage.
So we've got today Afghanistan and Ireland. Ireland fresh off their victory the other night against England, even though it was rain affected with the Lewis Duckworth system there. And ahead of Australia and England tonight. In the WBBL, we're into year 8. And Adelaide will take on Perth today, but Hobart Hurricanes up against the Sydney Sixers. This promises to be a beauty tomorrow, Brent.
Yeah, it will be. Caught up with the girls as they left yesterday at the airport, and obviously they had to go all the way to Perth last week for a washout, Lee. So I think it's, I don't know how many k's it is to Perth, but it's certainly usually a 4.5 hour trip, depending if you've got a direct flight or not. So that's pretty tough on them going all the way there for not being able to play cricket, but they were pretty jovial yesterday. This game is going to be played in Ballarat. So it's Hobart and Sydney in Ballarat, would you believe? It's part of that one of those carnival weekends. But they started the season pretty well. The girls, 2 wins, a loss and a washout. So they'll be pretty keen to get the job done tomorrow morning. And, yeah, it's going to be always tough against the Sixers, though. We've got a star-studded team, as we know. But we wish them all the best.
In the domestic men's competition, Tasmania had a game against Victoria at UTAS Stadium. Unfortunately, Tasmania fell short. But what about Jake Doran, eh? Prolific scoring and that rich vein of form just continues on.
Yeah, a couple of back-to-back hundreds for Dawes, which was unbelievable. He's in some sort of nick at the moment, isn't he? So that was wonderful to see. But yeah, couldn't get the points, which was disappointing. That means it's back-to-back losses for us in that tournament after starting the season with 2 wins. So they wouldn't be too overjoyed with that, the boys, but they've got the chance to redeem themselves with the Sheffield Shield clash now starting at Blunston Arena tomorrow. So looking forward to that. They obviously had a really good win against South Australia last start over in Adelaide, so they'll be keen to keep the ball rolling, the guys. Looking forward to tomorrow, of course, Victoria Derby Day, which is always one of the big racing events on the calendar. The big one, that's going to be run at 20 past 4 over 2,500 metres, of course. And two equal favourites at the moment, Sharp and Smart, which is going to be ridden by James McDonald, and Berkeley Square, Craig Williams on board that particular horse. They're both at 340, so we'll see if the market changes before then. But always a good few days of racing, isn't it, over the spring racing carnival at Flemington. Of course, we've got Melbourne Cup Day Tuesday, as you said, Oaks Day next Thursday, and then Stakes Day on the Saturday.
So what can we look forward to tomorrow morning from 10 to solid hours of the water boys, Brent?
Yeah, big show ahead. We spoke about the Hurricanes there. Mignon Dupria, one of the star imports, will join us ahead of that game up in Ballarat, which we're looking forward to. Jack McVeigh, part of the Jack Jumpers, of course, and their season continues in New Zealand this weekend. They're back over the ditch for the second time in a month before heading straight to Perth. So a few frequent flyer points will be racked up by the JJs over the next week, but Jack McVeigh will join us on the show. And Damien Gill will be in as well to talk about, he's the head of AFL Tasmania, to talk about the new salary cap and that sort of structure that's been put in for next season as far as, how much players can be played, etc. So looking forward to that. We'll be right across the World Cup, of course, cricket, everything on the show tomorrow morning, Lee.
Yeah, just on the Jack Jumpers, what a performance it was last weekend, eh, to absolutely demolish the Perth Wildcats. Tomorrow morning from 10, it is the Water Boys with Brent Costello and the team. Good on you, mate. Enjoy your weekend of sport, and we'll have a bit of a catch-up with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks very much, Lee. Cheers.